Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code FUEL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FUEL for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code FUEL for a $5 bonus.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us on this Friday edition. And all of our favorites are here today. Charmaine Yost joins me now, Governor Huckabee, in just a few minutes. And you'll get my final thought before we're all done yet. But Charmaine Yost is back with us, fellow at the Independent Women's Forum, which I just love that group of people. And I have so many of them on the show with me during the week, doing great, great work. But Charmaine, you've been commenting and fighting for women and what really matters to them for a long time, kind of throughout all of the organizations you've been with. And I am curious. I noticed that Brad Wilcox retweeted something, then you did as well, from a young lady named Bridget Fetisi. For people that are listening to this show and may not know who she is, why did this particular article by her catch your eye?
Well, I think you know her better than I do. I started following her on Twitter because she's lively and engaging. But she also goes against the kind of received wisdom, the common wisdom on what it means to be a strong woman. And she comes out of a liberal background, is my understanding, used to write for Playboy. But I got interested in her journey when it took a different turn. And later in life, I believe in her early 40s, she had her first baby. I believe she's in a committed relationship now. And she wrote an article on Substack talking about her journey and looking back and talking about how much she regrets having been an active participant in the so-called sexual revolution. And a part of what I really liked about what she had to say, Kevin, is that, look, no one wants to be in this kind of throwing stones business. That's not what these observations are about. And right. her take on it was very mournful in that she's looking back over her life and saying she wished she knew then what she knows now, in that the sexual revolution ethic of women being out there living a sexual ethic that has long been kind of characterized as the masculine approach of no strings attached and getting as many notches on your belt as possible. It doesn't work very well for women, and it's sad. And that really captured my attention because speaking truth to power, if you will, because most of the powerful institutions in our culture today are really preaching this free sex approach as a way of empowering women. And Kevin, what really, really is deeply concerning to me and very, very sad to me is it's just exactly the opposite.
Yep. Well, and you know what? This has been the case, and I spent a good portion of my second book on this very set of issues, because this has been the case more or less since the modern feminist, uprising in the 60s that bled into the 70s and kind of gave us the modern feminist outlook. And when I use the word modern, it's very intentional, because the classic feminists in the 20s weren't interested in any of this garbage. What they wanted in the 20s was the right to own property and to vote and to have an equal say in society, etc. There was none of this kind of replacement ideology. There was none of this idea that you could take men and women, take them out of their designed intention, the way God made them to be, and throw them into, other positions and roles and expect them to produce equally as though they had never been substituted for one another. And the big lie, at least in my mind, in the 60s and 70s, was that they tried to say that men and women were completely interchangeable and that they weren't distinct from each other. And when you take the distinctions away, you take away all the good things that they bring to the equation. And when you nullify those distinctions, you leave in place all of the worst attributes. So when you take the distinctions of male strength and character and protection and leadership, and you substitute it for oversensitivity, emotionalism, feelings, and navel gazing, you end up with this like really weak, wimpy dude that nobody wants to, you know, have be their father or husband in their family. And the same thing is true with women. When you take away all the things that God created in them that they have the unique ability to do, and you leave with them just the anger, angst, malice, and aggression of males, you turn women into something that is far less. It's barely not even a shadow of what they were made to be. And so at the end of the day, someone like Bridget, who really did live this lifestyle and went all the way in, and yes, I have known her for a number of years, and I've read some of her exploits. They are astounding in terms of what she's experienced. And to be at the place where she is now is really something. And it's something that I think people like you at the Independent Women's Forum, it's why we need you guys. We need your voices in the media to continue to speak out and to say, hey, there's a better way to do it.
Well, you know what? Let me pick up on that point about it being a better way, Kevin, because let's just, you know, it's Friday afternoon. Let's just go all out. Let's lay it out there on the table. Look, and put a fine point on it. It's not just about trying to keep people back from having fun. You know, women today are being sold this idea that in order to have the most vibrant sex life, they've got to just, and that they're missing out on something if they go with the more traditional path of saying, this is going to be something for marriage. What we're finding now, Kevin, that absolutely breaks my heart is young women and frankly, young men as well, reporting really, really decreasing levels of sexual satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is just like this most amazingly bitter irony. And what brought this to mind was your point about how important difference is and celebrating our differences. It's
yeah.
Like when we kind of say that there's going to be this one sexual template and that we're going to have sexual relationships that are in this one particular model, again, which is typically characterized by a male approach, and that somehow the woman approach of wanting commitment and wanting closeness and wanting an attachment, that that's not the best way to go. When you don't have that yin and yang together, frankly, it just doesn't work as well, and it's not very interesting, and there's a lot of dissatisfaction out there.
Yeah. No, that's so well said. Well, friends, go to Charmaine's Twitter feed and read the Bridget Fetisee article. She graphically titled it, "I Regret Being a Slut." But once you read it, I think you'll understand where she's coming from. Charmaine, we always appreciate your insights. Thanks for opening up with us today.
Great to be with you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming up next. Governor Mike Huckabee, stay here.